This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Here we are to reply to the news of the day, the essence of the day. You know, there are a lot of radio programs around, and they base their stock and trade on making a lot of noise. They have sound effects, the giggling girl in the background, and all that nonsense. Sometimes it's fun. I used to get annoyed listening to Imus, though, because they had, I don't know whether it was Bernard, somebody in the background was like, ha, 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 ha. And you hear that in a lot of these morning shows, and what do they add to it? It just sounds stupid. It's contrived. We have nothing contrived here. We are intelligent people who like one another and have discussions about things that are stimulating. That's the whole idea. That's what's in my mind when I put all this stuff together, and I tell you the truth, because I don't always think things through. I just kind of do them. And we'll figure out, okay, does this work? Now let's try it this way. I've been doing that for pretty much my entire radio career, and it seems to work because I've been around. I think I may be on the seniority list here. I think there are about maybe four guys ahead of me in terms of actual length of time on the air, and so something has worked. And I don't say that sticking on my chest. Oh, Doug, he's so smart and so good. Nah, it's some of it's luck, some of it's it's just kind of what you feel instinctively. Some people are fortunate enough, and I've been one of them, knock on wood, to find something that you were fairly good at, that you like doing, and you made a couple of bucks at. And that's all I can ask. And most of us, that's all we can ask. If you haven't got your heart in what you're doing, then you ought to be doing something else. That's the bottom line, I think, here. And all of us, even though we work hard, sometimes we're tired, and sometimes we wish we could stay in bed. Although, most of the time, I'll speak for myself. I won't speak for Victoria or Jennifer or Kara. I like getting up in the morning, even if I haven't had a lot of sleep. There's something about rising to the occasion, literally and figuratively, of doing this radio program, of being on with you and with the people that listen around the country. It's just kind of, it's fun. I think it's better now than it ever was. And a lot of that has to do with the seasoning of the audience and the seasoning of the people who are on here with us. So I always, every once in a while, I think it's important to say thank you and to acknowledge what's going on and to move on into what's going on. Jennifer, what is going on?
Well, it was a good day for Tiger Woods yesterday. He received
got a hot girlfriend, I tell you that.
He does. He also received the Presidential Medal of Freedom Award from President Trump. That came a month after his big win at the Masters. He won his fifth green jacket in April, and he got high praise from the president, who has been friends with Tiger Woods since, long before he became a president, that's for sure. Woods became the first ever active athlete to receive the nation's highest civilian honor. And he even faced criticism from some analysts for actually receiving the award, which I think is kind of ridiculous. I don't know.
It isn't just that, but people like Maxine Waters say he's not a real black man because he's associated with Trump. Who the... How... when I saw that, steam came out of my ears. Anyway, go ahead. Keep going. It's just that kind
of
thinking.
That's what they do to you. They make the steam come out of your ears. Yeah. But, some of the media, politics aside, some of the media, especially in sports, thought that Tiger Woods shouldn't receive this honor because he hadn't retired yet. There have been other golfers who have received this honor from other presidents, but they took issue with this one. But I think because he had such a great comeback story and because of all the things that he's accomplished and all the ups and downs that he's endured, I actually think he makes a good example for this award. I think everybody felt a little happy. Well, at least most people, I think, felt happy for Tiger Woods after completing his comeback. So, I don't know. I didn't take issue with the fact that the Presidential Medal of Freedom went to Tiger, even though he's still golfing.
But well, who says some he has to be retired?
No, there's no reason.
Who is it that says this stuff?
go
analysts
take a
and
fly and
people.
Flop.
Because, but so...
They
I mean,
can't
if
do
you
it
think
themselves.
About it,
they're just jealous.
Maybe. But there are plenty of other people who have received... I mean, Ellen DeGeneres is popping right in the front of my brain. She received the Presidential Medal of Freedom. She's not retired. No one else in any other industry is supposed to
Jim
be
Acosta
retired.
Jim Acosta said that this was a political move from the president. Kirsten Welker from NBC said that he still has a flourishing career, that he shouldn't be given this award. So there are a lot of media people who probably just don't like the president, and so they're going after Tiger Woods. But it was kind of sweet to watch. Tiger was actually visibly emotional during the presentation yesterday.
Sure. It's a huge honor.
He was crying a little, and, you know, it has to feel just as good because he wasn't always perfect, and because he did have so many personal issues going on. I don't know. I think Americans, at least we used to like a comeback story, and
everyone did like this story. I don't even like Tiger Woods. I don't care either way about him, but we were sitting in the living room with my parents, and they were watching, they were glued to the screen. We watched him win the recent, was it his fifth green jacket? You can't help but be emotional. 2 years before that, he didn't think he was ever going to play golf again because his back, the surgery was so, and he had to learn how to walk again. So it's a huge comeback story. So I don't know. I think people just, I think everyone is vying, the world we live in right now, in our country, everyone is vying for the next soundbite, and it's a ridiculous way to live your life, but I think that's, any naysayer about that, I think that's all it is. Like Doug said, maybe they're jealous that, you know, they're analysts and not professional athletes in the sports world. But that's just absolutely crazy to have a double standard for athletes that they need to be retired when people in the arts don't have to be retired. I don't know. That makes no sense to me.
Get lost with all that stuff. Okay, let's talk about two boys being born. Meghan Markle and the Prince welcomed their first child, a boy weighing 7 pounds, 3 ounces. And Amy Schumer gave birth to a boy about the same time in the hospital in New York. And it took me reading, believe it or not, 7 stories before I found out what the sex of the baby was. That's how bad the reporting is. Wouldn't you think?
You mean Amy Schumer's or the royal?
No, I've got the boy, but those sorts of things drive me bananas.
Amy Schumer's been pregnant for 2.5 years. She is. That's been the longest pregnancy.
Although. Yeah. That's how I felt with Meghan Markle. I thought she was pregnant a lot.
I remember when the Meghan Markle story first came out and we were trying to calculate when the baby was supposed to be due, and I was thinking, like, March, and I was, because when I first saw spring, I was like, oh, maybe it'll have the same birthday as me, and then I was like, oh, no, I think it's going to be, like, 2 months earlier, and then I just realized with it being born this week, I was like, dang, I was really close to having the same birthday as a royal
happy
baby.
Birthday, so. Victoria. No, happy birthday to Kara. This Friday.
She actually announced, I think I figured out yesterday, at 7 months, which is unusual. Typically, they wait a little longer, so I think that's why it seemed like she was pregnant for so long.
You're talking about Amy Schumer?
I mean, at 2 months. I'm sorry. Yeah, she was 2 months pregnant, so we watched her for 7 months be pregnant, where not that doesn't always happen. Usually, people wait till they're 3 or 4 months.
What's the story with their husband? What's his deal? I don't know anything about it. Schumer's husband.
Amy Schumer?
Yeah.
He's autistic.
I think he's a chef, isn't he? Or
he is a chef. Yeah. No, he's a chef.
How'd she meet him?
I don't know. They got married, like,
in a restaurant.
Right. I think they got married very quickly on a Tuesday.
Really?
They just, it was.
They met on a Sunday. Met him on a Sunday, and my heart stood still.
Yeah, married him on a Tuesday.
Married on a Tuesday, and my heart stood still. Did you run?
She had a rough pregnancy, though, so good for her. I'm happy that everything's fine.
Yeah, good.
Well, I mean, she had a really painful pregnancy. She was in the hospital several times. Like, she had a really rough time.
Yeah. Well, she's looking like she's happy, and that's what's most. There's a picture of her going into that Met thing the other night with her outfit. Did you see that? We were all talking about those outfits. The Gaga wore.
She couldn't have been at the Met.
No, she wasn't at the Met ball.
Oh, really? What am I looking at?
She had her baby the same day, so I don't think she was there.
Oh, maybe she was just talking about looking. The Met look this year, that's what it was, on our way to the hospital, it was the Met look. Okay, anyway. So, congratulations. And anybody who's listening, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, aunts and uncles, boys and girls, you got new sisters, new brothers, new sons, new daughters, new aunts, grandchildren, congratulations. It's a fabulous way to focus your energy of love. I will tell you that from my experience with I've found new love for my daughter and for my son. For maybe, I don't know, different reasons. My son just seems to be blossoming, coming into his own. And my daughter is just, it's so much fun to see her as a mother. And when Miles goes off the deep end and he just goes, he melts. When he does, when something happens that he doesn't like, he just plops to the ground. And he has this look on his face when he starts to cry. And everybody, we look at each other, and you're not supposed to laugh. But Megan will have this big grin on her face, and then she'll say, Daddy, he's a four-year-old boy. Yeah, I got that. But it's seeing him and the love that he generates from all of us that is just a superb feeling. And with all of the things that we face and wondering out loud, my son and his wife-to-be are wondering, okay, do we have a child? I think they're going to have probably one anyway. And it'll be sort of almost a sibling relationship between their child and Miles, because Brendan and Megan have had very close sibling relationships all of their lives. And that's kind of a nice way to bring out love. But in this sea of distrust and dis-ease, when you get right down to the nitty-gritty of what some of the love is like that we share with our families, and I just see the look on... I'm not a fan of Amy Schumer's, frankly, but I look at her in the hospital, that baby sitting on her chest, and it's just really sweet. And you look at that face when Prince Harry is out talking about this to the president. You look at that face on here. You know, there's nothing but love. He's got love for his wife. He's got love for his baby. And that energy is what we would hope would carry the day. I would hope it would anyway. So anyway, I'm looking forward to Kara having a baby. And Victoria having a baby.
Move on to the next person. We're not. We'll focus on Kara.
Okay. All right. Polo plug. Don't worry about Victoria. Jennifer's still, that horse hasn't left the barn yet. I'm not sure. We can have high hopes for Kara. Well, I'd like to see you have a baby. I think you'd be a great, all of you. Victoria, despite the fact that you don't really want to, and I can understand that, but I think that you'd be a good mother. I think all three of you would be great mothers. Auntie Jennifer, one of you could have a baby, and another one could be Auntie Jennifer, Auntie Kara, Auntie Brendan is, Miles calls Brendan Uncle Brendan, and he calls Sophie Uncle Sophie.
That's funny.
Anyway,
that's cute.
And they're cute. All right, speaking of cute, here's a good way to clean up. You've got your house from the front. When you drive by your house, or you drive in the driveway, you feel good about your house. Looks good. It's kind of a cute little cottage, maybe a colonial Cape Cod house. And then you go around the back, and you got this pile of junk in the back. An old car you've been trying to fix, and you haven't. Maybe an old truck. Maybe it's an old bike. Maybe it's an old motorcycle. Maybe it's an old boat. Whatever it is, get rid of it and get something out of it. You can donate your car or any of these other vehicles I just enumerated and support the preservation of the American family farm. Your donation supports one of the great American institutions. The deal that we made for the benefit of the American family farm and the American family farmer will, you know, kind of carry all of us through. These little things mean a lot to farmers because the average farmer only gets 15 cents. You've heard me maybe talk about the value for... all of us who are trying to eke out a living on the farm, 15 cents out of every dollar is all that farmers get for the most part. Every dollar spent on food, farmer gets 15 cents. So let's help the situation along. You got a vehicle like a truck, a car, a motorcycle, boat, trailer, tractor, whatever you got, your donation will qualify for a tax deduction. Just check your tax accountant, your professional. Here's what you do. You call 888-342-GIVE, 888-342-4483, or you can go online to djvshow.com, fill out the form there, and they'll come pick it up. Won't cost you anything. That's 888-342-GIVE, or fill out online at djvshow.com.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When a client calls, what do you want them to hear? Your personal voicemail?
Hey, you've reached Greg's cell phone. I'm away right now, obviously. Leave a message, and maybe I'll get back to you.
Or something a little more buttoned up. Courtesy of Grasshopper.
Thanks for calling Green Landscaping. To make an appointment, dial 1. For billing, dial 2. To speak with Greg Smith, dial
3. There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Trade Pros, whether you specialize in service or new construction, Ferguson knows firsthand how much work goes into a long day on the job, which is why we're committed to offering the products and solutions to get every job done right. With over 1,000 locations, an unmatched selection of specialty products, tools, and supplies, our pro pickup and same or next day delivery, you can trust that doing business with Ferguson will be the easiest part of your hard day's work. Visit Ferguson.com to find a counter location near you.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When picking a phone number for business, what sounds more professional? Your personal number?
Oh, hold on, let me give you my cell. And actually, let me get yours too, just so I don't ignore your call, you know?
Or a dedicated business number, courtesy of Grasshopper.
It was a pleasure meeting you. Our number is 1-833-IT-TROOP. Give us a call anytime.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Music time, 23 and change at the hour on the DJD program. Here's Pink. I like Pink. I like purple, I like green, I like blue, I like orange. I especially like Pink, who claims her third consecutive number one album on the Billboard charts. It's called It Hurts to Be Human. This just came down, right? Isn't this just available just now?
Yeah, it's her newest album, yeah.
Yeah. It follows her previous number one albums, Beautiful. It was Beautiful, Trauma was the last, and then Truth About Love.
Yeah.
Hurts to Be Human, ushered in by the radio single Walk Me Home, which is what we're listening to, right?
Mm-hmm.
Crank this up. Yes. This is very Pinkish, don't you think? It's pretty typical of her song, her sound.
Yeah, I think she kind of always has that wall of sound thing happening as well. But she's got a great voice.
So she's been
voice.
Around for 20 years. She's a big, strong woman with a big, strong voice. That's good. So she's been around for 20 years. Charted first in 2000 with Can't Take Me Home. And a lot of this stuff sounds similar. Is this Who Knew?
This is from her last album, Beautiful Trauma. This is one of my favorite songs of hers.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you like her? You're a fan?
You know, I didn't used to like her that much. I always thought she was, a little boring. It was kind of very generic pop. But I think she's really come into her own in the last few years, and she's doing more kind of rocky pop, and, her voice sounds really good. So, I've been a fan of her last couple albums.
Good. All right, next up here musically is a focus on Brandi Carlile, who has, in fact, enlisted Sheryl Crow for the 2020 Girls Just Wanna weekend, Patty Griffin, Amanda Shires, and Lake Street Dive. I guess I'm lost.
That's a group. They're actually pretty good, yeah.
Are they?
Yeah, right. I've never heard of them, but I listen to the song and love it.
So who's this?
Lake Street Dive.
Lake Street Dive.
Ah. I've never heard this before.
I think it's a girl and two guys.
Really? I think it's kind of good. I've never heard them before.
You actually have. Back in the day when we used to do New Music Monday, I played that.
Yeah, you quit doing it because
you... Like a year and a half. Because you don't remember
out.
And you... No, you hated everything and it was too much
no,
work.
No, I didn't hate everything. There was something
yeah,
I liked.
Yeah, you did. Unless it was a New Temptations song. Yeah, which is like few and far between. New OJs once every 30
that's it.
Years.
The OJs, that's it. Anyway, so Brandi Carlile has this festival. She's been headlining her festival with the three distinct sets. She founded the festival after noticing the lack of female representation. Man, that's a problem all across pop music, I think, whether it's country music or regular pop music. She said, what I really want is for the festival to do so well that people will see that there's a demand for women. I don't want other women to mirror the template at home from a club level on up. Get a group of women together, mirror the concept, and do it for the next couple of years till it changes. The event for next year comes after the inaugural festival this past winter, which included everybody from Maren Morris to Sean Colvin to Mavis Staples and the Indigo Girls. So a good combination there, right?
That would have been a great show.
Girls just want a weekend. Let's see, when is this? January 29th through February 2nd. At the Hard Rock Hotel in Riviera Maya, Mexico. Huh. Why they have it down
that's
there?
That's fun because it's like a destination. So you get a long weekend, you buy the whole package, and then you get to go to all these shows while you're on vacation. I think it's brilliant.
Brilliant.
More people should do this. Yeah.
All right. Will you go?
I would totally go to this. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, take the time and enjoy yourself. Lots of things to enjoy. Lots of good things in the world today and every day as we focus on mostly the good stuff here on the DJV program, 28 after the hour.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, over-designed, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 0707 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 0707. Enjoy!
Oh my gut! We need to talk about something. Constipation, abdominal pain, and bloating. You tell yourself, it's not that bad. You take laxatives and modify your diet and exercise routine. But thinking about it all the time is frustrating. This doesn't have to define you. If your constipation comes back again and again and you don't know why, then it may be time to seek help. Go to ohmygut.info where you can learn more about your symptoms and get to know your gut. That's ohmygut.info. ohmygut.info.
Hey, my friend's retail store was the victim of IoT password theft.
Yep. Cybercriminals are taking over security cameras, payment systems, and other IoT devices by exploiting vulnerabilities.
What if they target us and our dispersed network?
We're secured with Barracuda. We have advanced firewalls for our sites, enhanced security for our cloud infrastructure, and total email protection.
Such a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Hundreds of former federal prosecutors say President Trump would have likely faced obstruction of justice charges if he wasn't president of the United States. The Washington Post is reporting on a bipartisan statement signed by more than 370 former prosecutors that rebuts Attorney General Bill Barr's assertion that there was not sufficient evidence to establish that Trump committed a crime. The House Judiciary Committee is planning to vote tomorrow whether to hold Attorney General Bill Barr in contempt of Congress The Justice Department rejecting a subpoena to give the committee the full unredacted final report from Robert Mueller. A subpoena also calling for all underlying evidence in the report. Police in Sri Lanka say everyone involved in the deadly Easter bombings is either dead or in custody now. And this is USA Radio News.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Searching for a safe way to get rest you deserve, improve and lift your mood, relief for aches and pains? The answer, Hemp FX, Uplift, Relax, Soothe. You are invited to a workshop free on Saturday, May 18th, 10:30 to 1:30 at Westin San Francisco Airport, 1 Old Bayshore Highway, Millbury, California. Contact Donna at 650-861-0606. That's 650-861-0606 or donnagarland@yahoo.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The hour, Tuesday, May the 7th, on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer when she's here. Victoria, Jen slipped out. Victoria can hold her own here on her own, right, Victoria? I'm leaving it up to you.
Leaving what up to me exactly?
Leading off this half hour.
Oh, with a trending story, you mean? I think we should probably say what we're doing. What's trending?
I should invite everybody to enjoy your time with us
What's
here.
What's trending, yeah.
What is trending, yes.
Well, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is trending right now because he abruptly canceled a scheduled trip to Germany where he was planning to meet with Chancellor Angela Merkel. And apparently the State Department just issued a statement saying that the cancellation has nothing to do with Germany, but it is due to pressing issues, and that's all they say. And so they said, unfortunately, we must reschedule the Berlin meetings due to pressing issues. We look forward to rescheduling, but they are not saying anything. Now, the one thing that we do know, the press pool that travels around with Mike Pompeo, they have been told, they have not been told where they're going. But they have been warned that they may not be able to report from the country that they're going to until after they leave. So this could very well be Iran because of the they're firing missiles at Israel over the weekend. This could be North Korea. We don't really know yet, so we'll have to just wait and see. But again, this is breaking news, so as soon as something else comes through, we will definitely
speculation will float all day long about that one.
Mm-hmm.
All the speculation. Here's some stuff people are not speculating about. Here are actually two stories from the military, or sort of connected to the military. Chelsea Manning, you all remember. Chelsea Manning used to be Bradley Manning, the whistleblower. Became an activist. She's transgender, and we paid for it. Anyway, she's asked a court to release her from prison after a couple of federal judges denied her appeal seeking to overturn a contempt finding for refusing to testify before a grand jury. Should she be out? Yes. Ladies, you want to weigh in? Should she be out? Yes or no?
Well, if she was found in contempt of court because she won't testify, Well, it's the ongoing WikiLeaks thing.
So don't we know everything there is to know about it? This is piling on. And what do we need to know anyway? Whatever damage or good that has come from it has been done. It's over.
Well, her sentence was commuted, right? President Obama did that towards the very end of his term. And I think that
why is she still in prison?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, she wasn't. She was out. And then they wanted her to testify, and then she said no, and then they threw her back in because of contempt of court. So I'm not really sure what the latest is with her.
I don't know. Here's a more compelling story, actually, about First Class Sergeant Richard Straskel, S-T-A-Y-S-K-A-L, Straskel. He was in Iraq, not once, not twice, but he had three combat missions in Iraq. And he was shot. Enemy bullet went through his chest. He's dying. Purple Heart, got a Purple Heart. He's enduring one of the toughest fights of his life, trying to sue the U.S. government because of medical malpractice. What an outrageous reality. This is another one of those things. You know, you try to
focus on
the good.
Yeah, but he's give some more details here, because what happened? So he's been shot. He was taken care of in a hospital somewhere.
Right, and he claims that the government did not. He's stationed at Fort Bragg in North Carolina. He said, quote, right now I'm being deprived of my rights as a citizen. An inmate can sue for medical malpractice, but as a member of the military, I cannot. Mm-hmm. His ordeal began last year. He was preparing to head to diving school, was ordered to have a CAT scan, given the wound that he suffered in Iraq, and that happened 13 years ago. I was having trouble breathing, coughing, wheezing. I passed the test just fine. His symptoms started to become worse. And over the next 6 months, he had a series of medical mishaps, including being misdiagnosed with pneumonia by the VA hospital.
Is a whole VA thing then.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's got complications from
surgery. Got a big mass on his lung now. His throat bleeds.
Wow.
Has excruciating pain. And the people
why don't the military have a right to sue for malpractice against the VA?
Well, I don't know that they don't. I know that they've stonewalled him because they said what he was saying isn't true, even though he's got stage 3 lung cancer. The mass in his lung is doubled in size because nobody would treat him. And it's also up in his neck, his spleen, his lymph nodes. This guy's dying.
Oh, jeez.
17 years in the service as a Marine and Special Forces soldier. He can't finish a course that he's trying to take. He's trying to get medically discharged, but they say, no, you don't deserve to have a medical discharge. And it's the usual BS coming from the VA and the government. How do we do this to people who we do this over and over and over again.
How do we treat our veterans this way? I just don't understand. Yeah.
Anyway, it becomes complicated. There's the thing called the Military Medical Accountability Act. I love these damn names. Would protect him and others, but it hasn't gotten. There's a bipartisan bill named after this guy, introduced and so slowly making its way through Congress. By the time it makes its way through, he'll be dead. And so,
Do you have in front of you? Does it say what the bill would do?
It's co-sponsored by a Republican and a Democrat. It refers to the FERES doctrine, which is what the VA is hiding behind, because supposedly he had surgeries outside the VA system and they botched it, so the VA shouldn't be held accountable. And this doctrine can only be reversed through a Supreme Court decision or an act of Congress, as it applies to each specific soldier. That's what I get out of this. He's represented by Natalie Quam, of the whistleblower law firm, who took the case after he said he and his wife went to a number of attorneys who simply told them nothing could be done. And this lady says, this isn't a military issue alone, it's an equal rights issue. You gotta be able to, if you're the military, you should be able to sue the military hospitals for medical malpractice, same as you can sue a regular hospital for medical malpractice.
Right.
But, you know, there's a law that basically says you can't sue the government for anything, even though a lot of people do for various things. This is crap, frankly. And there's a whole long story. His wife, their two daughters, age 10 and 12, are with him in the hospital. They say, his wife says, this is his last battle. Yeah, disgusting. It really is.
Yep.
It's just, and yet we pay for Chelsea Manning to have a transgender operation. We can't take care of this guy who went to Iraq 3 times, but we can give Chelsea Manning, we have the money to have her converted from a man to a woman. Makes a whole lot of sense, doesn't it? That's really my view. That's why I put the two of them, the two stories together, because that just bugs the living you-know-what out of me. All right, so I'm going to keep moving or I'm going to blow a gasket here. 43 past the hour. Here's the news this week from MyPillow. They have an overstock special for you to take advantage of. We have been talking a lot lately about the Giza sheets. Well, they don't have those overstock because they've been selling like hotcakes. But the standard and queen classic My Pillows have been cut in price by 60% if you use the promo code DJV. Go to MyPillow.com and get some of these pillows, the classic queen and standard, what they call a corded classic My Pillow. You can buy up to 10 of these if you'd like to. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, you need new pillows. Now's the time to get these puppies at 60% off. The overstock special at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com. It's fabulous, the stuff they have there. Don't forget those sheets, the regular pillows, dog pillows, mattresses, the whole thing. But you can really take advantage of the overstock special on these queen standard size corded classic MyPillows. 60% off with the DJV code at MyPillow.com.
Hello, this is Kerry Hall, America's healthcare advocate, with your health tip of the week. Gum disease. Gum disease is an infection of the tissues that surround and support your teeth. It is a major cause of tooth loss in adults. Because gum disease is usually painless, you may not even know you have it. Also referred to as periodontal disease, gum disease is caused by plaque. You know, that sticky film of bacteria that's constantly forming on your teeth. Here are some warning signs you need to know that can signal you may have a problem. Gums that bleed easily, red or swollen tenderness. tender gums, gums that have pulled away from the teeth, persistent bad breath or bad taste, permanent teeth that are loose or separating, any change in the way your teeth fit together when you bite, or any change in the fit of partials or dentures. These are all signals that you may have a problem, and it may be gum disease. So if you've got any of these issues or you think you have them, go see your dentist now if you suspect you have gum disease, because the sooner you treat it, the better. That's the way you solve gum disease.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson.
It's good to start your day with some high-fiber foods.
Mayo Clinic dietitian Kate Saratsky says the right breakfast can get you more than a quarter of the way to your daily fiber goal.
High-fiber cereals are an easy and tasty way to get your fiber in. Also, fruits are a good source of fiber, and nuts and seeds.
So are whole grain products. Vegetables offer lots of roughage, and beans and legumes are great sources of fiber. Men under 50 should strive to get at least 38 grams of it a day. Older men, 30 grams. Women under 50 should aim for at least 25 grams of fiber. And older women, at least 21 grams.
My recommendation is, as people increase the amount of fiber in their diet to meet those recommendations, is to do so slowly and gradually and drink plenty of water.
You'll be promoting bowel health and protecting against bad cholesterol and diabetes. Plus, since fiber stays in your stomach longer, you may find it easier to maintain a healthy weight. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Doug Steffen in the Martha and Marley Spoon studio, inviting you to text FORK, F-O-R-K, to 246-810 and get 3 free months of meals, new meals from Martha and Marley Spoon. Very cool. Fresh ingredients coming straight to your door. Lots of fulfilling meals. You get the first three free when you text the word FORK, F-O-R-K, to 246-810. So why not get in on the 3 free meals from Martha and Marley Spoon. Martha Stewart, you text FORK to 246-810, FORK to 246-810 to get 3 free meals. Fabulous opportunity. Lots of people are taking advantage of that. Okay, here's the Dum Dum of the Day Award. You ready?
Oh, boy.
Story of Tennessee House Speaker Glenn Quesada, C-A-S-A-D-A, his chief of staff, Katie Cothran, is out of a job, and it looks like the speaker is going to resign as well because his chief of staff sent sexually explicit text messages to an intern and followed up with a picture of his hoo-hoo to a lobbyist. He also used cocaine in the office and has sent a lot of text out saying that black people are not human. He's obviously a genius.
Oh, my God.
How did guys?
Well, good. You know what? I'm glad that he was that stupid that he sent messages and you know, some not safe for work pictures. That's fine. I'm happy about that because now we know the level that he's really on.
Unbelievable. It really is. The ridiculousness. The people and their ridiculous stuff. Anyway.
I just can never believe it. At this point in time, after all of these data breaches and, you know, obviously everyone is seeing everything that people post on social media, that you would still, that you're so confident in what you have to say and what you're doing, that you would still send text messages out like that. And what kind of dum-dum are you? You're right. Mm-hmm. He really does win the Dum-Dum of the Day Award.
Yep.
All right. Here's the story of lawyer Ben Crump, C-R-R-U-P. A civil rights lawyer represented the family of the Trayvon Martin. Remember that from a couple of years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Taken on the case of a Florida high school senior who says College Board wrongly accused him of cheating. Let's see here. Camille Campbell wants to study dance at Florida State, says the board refused to validate her. Oh, it's a girl. Camila, sorry. A score of 1230 out of 1600 because of anomalies. Specifically, some answers were too similar to those of other test takers, but she says, I did not cheat. I studied. I focused. So I need to have my dream, and the lawyer is going to take her. I don't know what happens with those things. Is it coincidence, or do those things really happen? You know, I guess it depends on how well you study. It's 10 before the hour. DJV time.
Join Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What happened to Spider-Man? Spider-Man. You can't get him.
I don't know, like 50 years have passed since that, so.
Yes, she is. She
there's
loves to do that.
I figured we'd update it a little bit.
Victoria, she loves to do that.
I love when she does it.
loves to do that. All right, Chucker's not here. Movie Moments time, 54 after the hour on the DJV program. Let's see what we have here. Spider-Man Far From Home is the new Spider-Man movie starring Tom Holland, and it will be the first Marvel Studio film to take place after the events of Avengers Endgame. Now, what I see here is spoiler, because I haven't seen Avengers. I don't think anybody here has seen Endgame yet. Have you? I haven't
no.
seen it.
No, I'm going to try and see it this weekend. But
so now, in here, Kara, the suggestion that comes from this release from the studio as it refers to the end of Avengers Endgame as devastating. So, what does that mean? Somebody gets wiped. I had heard the rumors.
I've heard bits
somebody
and
gets
pieces
bumped off.
That someone who's very important to the story is not around anymore after it.
Right.
So, I've been trying not to read stuff, but at this point it's been like a couple weeks, so I can't really blame people if there's information out there. But
well, if you look at the trailer, which was in theaters yesterday, for Spider-Man Far From Home, it basically spoils. if you haven't seen Endgame yet and you go to the theater before, it may be sitting in there waiting for Endgame to start and the trailer for the next movie comes up, it tells you what happens, basically in the trailer, what happens at the end of Endgame. So that's where a lot of people are taking a shot at it. Wait a minute, I haven't seen it yet. So anyway,
well, the official spoiler ban is up. It's been a couple weeks. People, the Russo brothers who directed Avengers Endgame have been on podcasts talking about stuff. So it's kind of one of those things where if you really, really wanted to see the movie and didn't want to be spoiled, then you've seen it already.
Right. Okay. And tough luck if you didn't. There it is. I don't know that much about all the Bible.
That's why Kara stays up late on Sunday nights watching Game of Thrones, because she doesn't want to deal with the spoilers the next morning. And the spoilers, and I'm not, I don't
for
even
me,
watch Game
I
of Thrones.
You don't have anything to worry about.
No. You can't turn your computer on without seeing spoilers recaps. Yeah. So I don't even watch the show, but the spoilers are everywhere for Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I'm contemplating watching it on a Monday afternoon, but I would have to stay off the internet all day, and I just don't think that's possible.
You
got to
do that and do the radio program.
Exactly.
So this guy, Tom Holland, plays Peter Parker. And
he's a good
in,
Peter Parker. I like him in that role.
Yeah. He's in mourning. The trailer starts out by him being in mourning for whatever happened at the end of the Avengers Endgame movie. So, okay.
I wonder if it's Tony Stark's death.
Nah, he's too much money, and I'm not going to kill him off. He wouldn't let him.
I don't know.
He's too much money. You think, really? You think Stark might get killed off?
Well,
who are the
he
other
had a pretty close
might...
relationship.
He has a pretty close,
He's like his mentor.
And I'm
movies.
Pretty sure Gwyneth Paltrow said that she's done playing Pepper Potts, so they're together in the series, so that might be the end of Tony Stark.
Wow. Well,
maybe we just created a spoiler.
we'll just have to go see it. All right, more movie news right after this.
A new poll says more Americans approve of President Trump than they do the big media. That's why millions are tuning in to Newsmax TV, America's new conservative channel. On Newsmax TV, see Bill O'Reilly, Pat Buchanan, Alan Dershowitz, Mike Reagan, and more. Bill O'Reilly's no-spin news show is on Newsmax TV. Get it on DirecTV Channel 349, Xfinity 1115, Dish 216, UVerse 1220, Fios 615, and Spectrum. Newsmax TV, real news for real people.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2% fee. Receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
By the way, just as an aside about Endgame, it has topped Star Wars for the previous record of how much money they've made from putting this movie out.
It topped Titanic as well, and Titanic was the second one. So the only one left is Avatar that it has to beat. And then it'll be the biggest selling movie of
when
all time.
When are the new Avatars? There's supposed to be three more Avatars. They're shooting them all at the same time.
I don't know. I'm going to be like 50 before any of those come out.
I have to still even see the first one. So
you didn't see the first one? Why?
No. Because I don't know. Blue people have no interest in me. I didn't even like Blue Man Group.
No, I don't like Blue Man Group. But there's interesting good guys and bad guys in it. That's and the filming is beautiful. My God, it's luscious. 50 minutes right away.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.